reporting from Canada's original number one campus radio station on unceded and traditional Stolo territory. My name is Stephen Munga, and this is the Valley Roundup. School of Creative Arts Director at the University of the Fraser Valley, Heather Davis-Fish, addresses Abbotsford's culture plan. Heather Davis-Fish has been the director of UofV School of Creative Arts since 2019. Davis-Fish presented the city of Abbotsford with a letter that had support from various local groups asking for further consideration and care to be put into the city's 2020 culture plan, which was paused mid-pandemic due to dissatisfaction. Davis-Fish spoke on her concerns with the plan, what the culture plan is, and ways to support arts locally. In your own words, could you explain what the culture plan is?
Okay, yeah. So my understanding of what the cultural plan is intended to do is to try and position Abbotsford a place that's fostering diverse culture and where cultural experiences are highly visible.
What issues do you see with the current plan? Have any issues been resolved since your letter to the city? And what changes do you want to see moving forward?
So our involvement with the cultural plan was primarily, would have been immediately before the pandemic. I was invited to, I guess, like a kind of like workshop with other cultural groups, like representatives of other kind of cultural organizations in Abbotsford. And then the city came and did some workshops here at UofV. I think they did two, which were open to students and faculty. The first concern I had was around their process. I mean, UofV is the only post-secondary in Abbotsford. We've got, I think, 27 faculty in the School of Creative Arts, and then another group of faculty in graphic and digital design. The level of outreach made to our faculty, who are experts in arts and culture, both as artists and as people who think about cultural policy, the opportunity to hear from faculty who are experts in this area was extremely limited. And the scope of what we were able to contribute to it was extremely limited. We're extremely limited because of the process they engaged in, which, from what I understood, involved hiring an external organization to lead a series of workshops where they sort of presented big ideas in culture that were national or international in scale and kind of asked us, like, what do you think of this in Abbotsford? The people who were leading these workshops didn't seem to have a lot of understanding of the specificities of this place. I think the other concern I have, it really seems to focus on the visible signs of cultural diversity. So having festivals where examples of a diversity are showcased, but not necessarily located in a culturally specific way. Having large kind of public art installations, they feel to some of us in the School of Creative Arts, I'd say, like kind of lip service toward look how vibrant and cultural we are, but without actually having the city contribute to what it means to support artists and to support artistic work. Abbotsford is a city that doesn't have a functioning public theater that a company could rent, for example. Like, there's significant infrastructure gaps. But my sense is that there's not a lot of interest in investing in having training spaces outside of the university. There's not a lot of interest in working with the university on how do we actually create a vibrant cultural space. So I think that's one way that some of the issues could be resolved is by actually structurally creating opportunities for the university to provide support to implementing a culture strategy and using the expertise that primarily our faculty have at the university. But that doesn't translate necessarily into having like a seat at the table at the municipal level.
The city of Abbotsford recently hired a new culture manager and coordinator. What will this mean for the culture plan moving forward? Stay tuned for more of CIVL's Abbotsford Culture Plan series to find out. This has been the Valley Roundup, brought to you by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. My name is Stephen Munga. For these and more stories from local journalists across Canada, visit canada-info.ca.